reports or information from board members. Mr. Dias?
Report?
Yes, I have none, thank you.
Dr. Horn and Mary Ann, welcome back. We miss you.
Nothing except that it's nice to be back.
Mr. Sandell?
I have one item of interest, which is that the North Tahoe PUD, as the board has just authorized the complete rebuilding of their dollar pump station, which was the cause of some action before this board last year. So I thought you'd be happy to know that when that's all done, it should be as reliable as a new station and represent the best engineering practice on the lake.
Mr. Jardine?
Just one quick topic. I attended the chair's teleconference last week, and one of the topics was the upcoming WQCC agenda. I'm putting together a written report to the board on that. Under the hot topics, I did bring up two items that regarding the executive officer's report, and that was the Hinkley Community Water Panel. How they're reaching out to the community in Hinkley for the wonderful thing. I think it was just very, very constructive. In addition, I did mention the review of the final environmental impact report in Hinkley. There's a staff meeting June 6th, and I understand once again, the Hunt staff are reaching out to the people in Hinkley. I think it's very constructive, very transparent, very good. In addition, I talked about the cooperative nature of item 15, working on tuition load reduction plan for El Dorado County, and Placer County, the city of South Dakota. I mean, very constructive, how everyone's very, very constructive. In addition, I did talk about the program that's ongoing, a subcommittee of the Vermont Board and staff regarding the water board enforcement program. We'll have an update on that at time 20 years. But it's all very, very positive. There's a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes. Very constructive. That's it.
Thank you. I just have a couple brief things. In March, I attended the chairs meeting in Sacramento, which was extremely interesting, as usual. It's always a little daunting to see all of the tasks that are facing the other boards in the state and how widely different their approaches are and how widely different the difficulties that they encounter are as well. There was representatives from the governor's office and Cal EPA who basically told us that it's their hope that, that the regional board will work in a collaborative way with stakeholders, with members of the community, with people that we regulate, to try to deal with and work out problems ahead of time, that we should talk with those folks outside of the meeting, for instance, making the meeting the only time where we have this kind of discussion. The governor's office was hopeful that we would carry the message of and be cognizant of climate change issues and how they affected our decisions. Everyone seemed to really emphasize the idea of partnership, partnership within governmental agencies, a partnership with the communities, and trying to work collaboratively. And I'm pleased, I was pleased to think that we were really ahead of the curve in a lot of ways on those kinds of things here in this region. And so it's not like we have to catch up or start radically changing what we do, because we seem to have a real skill set in that regard. I, too, was going to comment on WQCC, only to say that the dates are October 24th to the 26th, I believe. And I will not be attending WEQCC because it conflicts with another conference that I have to attend. So I wanted you to make sure that you save that date on your calendars so that we could have as many people as possible in attendance. Last week, both Mr. Jardine and I attended the Sierra Water Summit, which was held in Kings Beach, California. There were, I think, 115 plus registered participants in the summit. It was a really interesting 3 days. The takeaway I got is that we all need to work really hard together. There are representatives of all of, or many of the integrated regional water management planning agencies in the Sierra, including the agencies that are contiguous with our region. And they're doing some really exciting things, and they're not all doing the same thing. It was really interesting, again, to see how approaches differ and priorities differ. But the takeaway that I had was that I think there are a lot of good things that the regional board can do with these planning groups. They seem to be interested in doing that. Resources are tight for everybody, and so it's my hope that in the future we'll be able to reach out with them and partner up on things of mutual interest and benefit. Okay, item three.